this year, 10, 15, 20 people absolutely pop off into stardom. And you're going to be like, I didn't hear these people before. And then next year, there's going to be 10, 15, 20 more people, new people that pop off into stardom. And you're like, wait, I've never heard of them before. And then the year after that, there's going to be 10, 15, 20 new people that pop off into stardom. You're like, wait, where'd these people come from? And the answer is they're all around you right now. But you're not going to pop off with them if you're not intentionally collaborating. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Back straight after the holidays. This is one of the best ones ever.
Were so much fun. And they haven't always been this way. We've always had nice holidays, but we've definitely worked really, really hard to create a holiday that everybody has fun at.
You know, we didn't do any episodes around it this year, but a couple of years ago, we did episodes around how we like really took a hold of the holidays and curated ones that we'd really enjoy. And that's not what today's about. But if you go back and dig some of those out, you really have to intentionally create, you know, schedules and guardrails and activities and boundaries and all those things to have one of those like magical Christmases or magical holidays. They don't just kind of happen on their own. And you spent a lot of years, and everybody in the family spent good time on this, but you spent a lot of years having those tough conversations so that we do have these awesome, fun holidays the way that we do.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of work. I even noticed this year, and I said this to Chris, I'm obsessed with karaoke every year. And I know that the family always has fun once it's out. And this might seem small, but like, I almost didn't do it because I thought, ugh, okay, I have to get it started. I feel kind of shy. Like, I don't know if I want to go up there. There's new people. We had some new people at Christmas this year that we didn't have last year.
You think it bugs people, but it doesn't. But you know, we all build that story.
Right. So I started building a story and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I skipped it this last holiday. I hated that I skipped it. I'm just going to start it. We'll do it for 1 hour. Everyone will be happy once we did it. And I am so glad we did because it made one of the most fun evenings. And I'm like, we would have missed that. We would have all just kind of sat around and stared at each other, which fine, but it's just so much more fun when you have all of these little planned moments throughout the days.
Well, it really is. To know Lori, by the way, is to know how much karaoke means to this woman. We have a dope karaoke machine at every house. Each home has its own dedicated karaoke machine. That's how much this woman loves it.
It's because I literally have ADD. I have to do things, which is also why, just big shout out to Jackie Koch, who is our Candy Cane Olympics ringleader. She literally creates it, puts it all together every year. This is the second year we've done it. And it is so much fun. It's just a bunch of games on Christmas Day that she puts together that we compete for. And I think that has made Christmas like 100 times more fun for everyone.
Totally. Like all those Instagram games that you see, that's Jackie putting all those things together.
So much fun.
So listen, we're kind of coming up on the new year, at least of the time that we're recording this thing. And Lori and I were reflecting on some of the people that we've got some collaborations coming up with this year. People that were like, oh, we've got a podcast with so-and-so, or we've got this getaway with so-and-so. And it made us stop and say, my God, I cannot believe who our circle of friends and partners is. Like, just one of those moments of gratitude. Like, this is insane that these are the people that we have plans with. And then, almost like clockwork, I was kind of scrolling through Instagram shortly after that. And I came across somebody had shared a post that I did, you know, maybe 4 weeks ago. And it was a clip of Lori and I talking at Keisha's event, Empower Her. It's an awesome event, where we were saying, stop fighting to like get in with the in crowd, whoever you perceive that to be right now, and start fighting to rise up with the peers that you have right now, because they're about to be the very next in crowd, the very next it kids, right? And it was the culmination of those two things happening in within like an hour of each other, us just being like, wow, massive gratitude for who our circle of friends is right now. But then also laying that lesson out there for people to understand, like, sure, there's some other people that might be able to maybe help your career a little bit here or give you a little boost here or there, but it's going to go by in the blink of an eye. And all of a sudden, all of your peers right now, the people who are getting started, they're 2 years in, 3 years in, 4 years in, they're going to be the superstars that everyone's wishing that they knew. And you're going to know them if right now, those are the ones that you're trying to collaborate with.
Yeah. So instead of thinking about how can I get on that person's stage, how can I get into this circle of influence and wondering why you can't break into these things. And one of the things I do want to say about that is these people that you're viewing as mentors or putting on a pedestal or people who are like have already built a really large career, I will tell you just from experience of even being around them later in my life and now like having the business that I've always dreamed of, there's just not time for these people to add more people to their lives.
Yep.
And the other thing—
So you're fighting a lost cause.
So you're fighting kind of, yeah, like this lost cause that they can't add more people. They're already at their max of who they're going to spend time with and what their business plans are. They might have their whole year already planned out of who they're going to collaborate with and what that looks like. Like they've been making relationships for years with people that they came up with. And so when Chris and I figured this out earlier on in our careers, we were like, you know, why are we fighting to get in with these people? Let's just start collabing with these other people who are at our level. And I always talk about this because when they interview all of these YouTubers who came up pretty early, then they came up all together. They were like, what was the secret? How did you guys get these millions and millions, hundreds of millions of followers together? And they're like, you know, we didn't have them to start. We literally just kept collabing and collabing and collabing and collabing. And because we were all putting so much effort into growth, you would just grow off of each other over and over. And if you look at some of the stages that Chris and I are on right now or podcasts that we're on, these were people that we were in masterminds with 7 and 8 years ago.
9 years ago, even.
Yes. Like, oh my God.
I've got to tell this story. So it's a fascinating story. You know, Lori and I, our very first mastermind, not our first one ever, but the first one that we really spent a lot of time in and really spent a few years in was Lewis Howe's mastermind, the very first year that he rolled it out. So picture this.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Just at the time, I remember I had something like 240,000 followers. Now he's got millions and millions and millions, right? And I'm going to share some numbers with you guys just so you have some context of how everybody kind of comes up together. And he rolls out the first year ever of his mastermind, which doesn't exist anymore, and had invited us, hey, guys, I'm putting this thing together. Would you be interested in being a part of it? And we're like, heck yeah, that sounds amazing. So we show up to the mastermind, not sure who's going to be in it. And we look over and we meet this incredible woman who's starting to do pretty well in the course creation world. Used to be a photographer named Jenna Kutcher. And then we look over and here's Cole Hatter, who crushes it in the real estate world. And we look over and here's Jim Quick, who, you know, now has millions and millions and millions of followers as you know, he's renowned as the world's most foremost learning and brain expert. And at the time, you know, he hadn't written his book yet. The podcast wasn't up yet. None of these things were like existing yet, but he was in the room. Bill Glazer, before he started Outstanding Foods.
Jasmine Starr.
Like everybody was in this first year mastermind together. And we're a bunch of newbies that were 2 years in, 3 years into what we were doing. And each had a little bit of momentum. Matter of fact, it was that year. That was the first year I met Jay Shetty. And I remember he had just 107,000 followers. Let that sink in. He's got like 11 million right now on Instagram. He had 107,000 followers that year.
Wow.
The first year we met him. Isn't that wild? So this is just 6-7 years ago. I wish I could remember the year. I think this was 2015. I think this was 2015 was that first year. I could be off by a year. So like, let that sink in. Why do I share this example? Right now, you're hesitant about getting into a room, but the people in that room are tomorrow's superstars. Right now, you're hesitant if you want to share your audience with somebody else, but sharing your audience and each other's audience is the shortcut to coming up together, like the YouTuber example that Lori gave. Right now, you're hesitant to make that investment in that coach or that mastermind, or to create your own. Oh gosh, if I put it together, you know, who would really show up? Except somebody else, just like you, at the same stage as you, they're going to put together their own right now. And guess what? 3, 4, or 5 years down the road, that room is going to be the one that spawned all of those superstars that are all collaborating together. So it's going to happen this year that 10, 15, 20 people absolutely pop off into stardom. And you're going to be like, I didn't hear these people before. And then next year, there's going to be 10, 15, 20 more people, new people that pop off into stardom. And you're like, wait, I've never heard of them before. And then the year after that, there's going to be 10, 15, 20 new people that pop off into stardom. You're like, wait, where'd these people come from? And the answer is they're all around you right now. But you're not going to pop off with them if you're not intentionally collaborating. Mm-hmm. You're not going to pop off with them if you're not making a proactive effort at building those relationships. You're not going to pop off with them if you are not, you know, applying the laws of reciprocity and saying, how can I help this person? What could I do to help their audience, their message get out there more?
Hashtag 2024 pop off.
Well, it's true. You're looking up when you should be looking to your left, and you should be looking to your right, and you should be looking at who's in front of you and looking at who's behind you and saying, wait, this is the circle of influence that I could come up with and be that next group of budding superstars.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're like, okay, well, where do I find them? Yes, there is the entire point of it is the mentors that you have the careers that you want. It's in the rooms that they're curating.
Because they attract the new about to be superstars.
Because the about to be superstars want to emulate their career. And so that is where we have always found our people.
Yeah, I want to touch on that one more time. I mean, this is really crucial to realize. So the people that you're looking up to right now, you're like, oh, I want a career like that person, or I want influence like that person, or I want to be able to create as much impact as that person. They're putting together rooms that are attracting the people that want careers just like theirs. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, how do you find tomorrow's superstars? You just go to those rooms. You get into those events. I don't care if it's a $200 event ticket at somebody's next event. There's going to be there, you know, people there that are looking up to them that are going to emulate their career, or whether it's a, you know, 5-figure mastermind and you spend all year together. The people are already putting together the rooms that are attracting tomorrow's superstars. And that's the shortcut to collaborating with them.
And you need to be able to look at your calendar and know that you have 1 or 3 of those in your calendar so that you're constantly growing. And you and I are always looking at each other going, do we have the next people that we need to be hanging out with or getting in their rooms or getting into their environment or learning from even. You and I are going to be picking out some books that we want to listen to this year. We're going to be picking out some rooms that we want to be in. We're going to be picking out some dinners that we are going to be creating. We do this, you guys, all on the new year as well. So that's going to be something that you and I are doing coming up.
Well, we do it for our peers right now. So we'll create a getaway for our peers. We'll create dinners for our peers. When I say getaway, like, hey, let's just go rent out the meeting room at this resort and let's all go there for 2 nights, 3 days and talk about how we can lift up each other's business. Like putting those things together is an example of coming up with your peers instead of saying, oh gosh, I wish Tony Robbins would notice me or do, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Anyhow, hopefully this gives you guys some ideas as to not wasting today wishing that you were in a certain group, but instead utilizing today, realizing that everybody around you, those are the next it kids. And if you spend your time and energy helping to lift them up and curate collisions with those individuals, then tomorrow's going to come in the blink of an eye and you're going to be in that circle right along with them.
So we're putting together one of those rooms, which we're so excited about. This is one of our favorite things to do. It is called the Dinner Series, and there are only a few seats left.
Literally only a few of them for this first event. We had a set number on this first event, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't overdo it on the first event so we can curate that perfect room with the perfect collisions. And in it, it's going to be a half a day, three times a year, right? So there's one on February 1st, there's one at the end of May, and then there's one in November. So three times a year, it's a half a day of straight networking with people who are going to be the next superstars, literally, and current superstar, like awesome, fun friends of ours as well are in there. And so straight networking, like unapologetic networking. Here's what I'm good at. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm up to, but here's what I need. Yeah. And it's the exchange of these favors and it's the exchange of these healthy collisions that's going to lift everybody up. And then it's followed by a bonding dinner because my business partner, Matt, would not exist without a dinner. And so many of your friends and people that you collaborate with, Lori, wouldn't exist without bonding over dinners. And that's why we called it the Dinner Series. It's going to be fun. It's going to be elegant. It's going to be upscale, but it's going to be really powerful. And it's going to be the fastest way to make our network your new network literally overnight. So if you want one of those last seats, real easy, hit pause and go over to chrisharder.me/dinner or lauriharder.com/dinner. They'll both take you there. chrisharder.me/dinner or lauriharder.com/dinner. And I think there's even one VIP spot left. That's it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Love and appreciate you.
We'll see you next week.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.